Hello and welcome to day 9 of our 21 Healing Days with Rumi. Thank you for tuning in and joining me for today's practice. And if you've been following the journey for the last 8 days, I hope that the meditations, sleep stories and affirmations have brought you some peace or insight or joy in some small way. Rumi, his words and his poems and his verses, so are beautiful, filled with inspiration and wisdom. So it's always a beautiful practice just to carve out some time in the day to listen to his wisdom. So today we're actually going to do what I call an oracle meditation, and it's divinely guided. I'm using the beautiful Rumi oracle from Alana Fairchild. I absolutely adore this oracle deck. It's just beautiful. It's got messages from Rumi in it. So we're going to draw on that today. So if you've tuned in, I don't believe in accidents, so there's definitely a message for you here today. Before we begin our practice, there's just something that I'd like to bring up, and that is the acknowledgement of if any of you are feeling any heavier energies or emotional oscillations at the moment, especially if you are doing this journey with me. So we're currently in between 2 eclipses, the lunar eclipse and solar eclipse. So we've got really, really heavy energies from that at the moment that we're in the middle of. So if you're feeling a little heavy, a little tired, maybe you've got emotions that you sort of, they just come out of nowhere and you're like, they don't feel like they're your emotions. This is very normal in between eclipses. If you're also doing the journey, this may be intensified. So it can be quite, you know, intense and gnarly, because what you're doing is, as you meditate, as you relax, as you surrender, you know, you let go of things in the body, especially if you're doing it daily. And each meditation and sleep story, it has been written mindfully with a little bit of insight, just designed to cause just a slight internal shift within. So by the time you get to day 8 and 9, you've had several little internal shifts, and they're often unconscious, but energetically you can feel them. And so you might feel unsettled, you might feel, you know, just sad, extremely tired, you just feel out of sorts. So what that is the body, your body is just releasing emotions, negative patterning. It's turning it into light. So essentially you're shifting, you're ascending, you're transforming. So the best thing to do is just to let those emotions run through you, but nurture yourself in nature, drink lots of water, have whole foods. You know, I also like to burn a lot of incense and have crystals and plants in my home as well. So, but you know, if you're called to have a sleep, just allow yourself to rest. So if you are feeling those emotions at the moment, just know that that's normal. And obviously, as long as they, are manageable, then continue. But if anything becomes unmanageable, then definitely seek medical attention. But it is very normal, actually, when in processing emotions through the body. To begin, what we'll do is we'll start with a beautiful short breathing exercise just to get you into a lovely soft and surrendered state so that the guidance that comes through can absorb through into you more easily. Then what I'll do is I'll pick a card from the Oracle deck and I will read from the book and I will channel any messages that come through. So to begin, get yourself in a comfortable position, sitting up or laying down. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and in your own time, exhale. Breathing in deeply and exhaling completely. Bringing the breath deep down through the heart space, all the way down to the belly. And on the exhale, releasing, letting go, surrendering. Inhaling deeply. And exhaling completely. Allowing the breath as it comes into your body to nourish you, to restore you, to re-energize you. And as you exhale, letting go, releasing, surrendering. On the in-breath, we find restoration, inspiration. And on the exhale, we find release, softness, surrender, and freedom. Inhaling deeply. Exhaling completely. Inviting yourself to fall into the stillness, to fall into the quietude, to fall into this beautiful, sacred, present moment. Letting the breath anchor you, ground you. Letting the breath take you from a space of doing to a beautiful space of just being. Being present in this moment. Being present with your own I Am Divine Presence. Just breathing in, creating more space, creating more freedom, creating more peace and stillness in the body. I'm going to draw a card very shortly, and as I read the messages and channel any messages that come through, just take what resonates. Let that come deep within your being. But anything that doesn't resonate, let it just go. Let it flow, release it. Don't hold on to it. You have your own divine inner knowing, that spark of intuition that lives deep within you. So the more relaxed that you become, the more that you come into the core of your very being, the easier it is to connect with that. So as I read the messages, just acknowledge if anything comes up. So intuition often comes up in a random thought, a random insight. It can be a smell, it can be, you know, a moment of deja vu, it can be a picture, it can be a feeling. It's generally random and it comes out of nowhere. So as I read the messages, just notice if your intuition starts to rise and guide you at the same time. And if it doesn't, that's okay. It takes time to connect to our intuition. If your intuition doesn't show up for you today, that's okay. Just flow with it. Just listen to the words and just take on anything that resonates. So I'm going to shuffle the deck right now. So Divine Creator, Universe, Mother Earth, let me be a channel for your highest and best good. Let come forth any messages that you want the beautiful souls tuning in today to hear. So I usually shuffle until a card falls out. So sometimes it can fall out within 5 seconds. Sometimes it can take a little longer. There we go. This is really quite ironic because this is the third time I've done this recording, and I've shuffled the deck each time and I've actually got this card. This is the second time I've got this card. So this card really wants to come forth today, in today's session. It's number 9, so that may resonate with someone. And it's called The Impossible Made Possible. So I'm going to read from the book first and then I'll channel any messages. Love brings the sea into boiling and turns the mountain into a pebble. Love creates infinite openings in the dark sky, and it shatters the earth with its magnitude. Rumi. She spins this great earth goddess upon invisible strings amongst a wildly pulsating ballet of life. Stars are born, live and die all around her. Life moves in constant flux, and still she spins in her great, loving, constant pirouette. How can this be? All of creation is born for nothing. Out of endless silence and darkness, light emerges. What strange magic is this? The sun heats the solar system and burns with the power to destroy life. Yet it is a force by which life is sustained. Surely this makes no sense and cannot be. We dance in the realm of the impossible, made possible constantly, you and I. We are so engrossed in it, so familiar with it, and yet blind to it, that these constant impossibilities happening in every moment, they fail to inspire us. Yet, what are your biggest, boldest, most extraordinary, impossible dreams compared to this great impossibility of life itself? Ah, they are but just tiny seeds in the Creator's masterful hand, being now planted in the heavenly garden. Yes, they are being planted right now, for the moon tells us the time is right. Most tenderly shall they be watched over, nurtured into fullness according to the season. Yes, that growth is assured. The impossible is now made possible. We only limit what we believe to be possible by our lack of imagination. The divine has recourse to all that is and all that is yet to be. Is there any limit to the resources of heavens? No. So then why has not every impossible dream now been rendered possible? Indeed, manifest in shining glory upon the earth. The human heart knows everything envisioned can manifest according to divine timing and grace. Yet the mind, it quakes with fear, so much so that it will not listen to the heart at times. That fear is a childlike nightmare. The mind beholds itself captive with dark fantasies of that profound rejection and then avoids confronting it directly at all costs. It creates barriers instead, truly nothing more than lines in the sand, yet believed to be forts. But what strongholds can resist love? It is like water. It seeps into available space and changes form to survive every environmental condition. With unfailing intelligence, it creates life. From stream to ice, rainfall, the river, and ocean. Rain descending into snowflakes, snow capping the peak. Expressing itself with beauty and genius. It nestles under the earth and rises to the sky, only to return to the earth again. It will erode blockages and prevail no matter how long that process takes. It carves the earth into shape and form. Where it is, there is life. Such is the adaptable intelligence and persistence of water, just as is the power of love. So now that you are guided by this loving power to drop the doubt, shed your fear and open up the mind, allow your imagination to be inspired as though you are a child in a great garden, hearing the breath of the earth in the wind-whipped leaves and the voices of the ancestors in the bird song. The universe wants something to happen for you, something beautiful, something utterly improbable, and something perfect for your path, your own unique divine destiny. Your mind, it will wonder if it is even possible. People around you will wonder the same thing. but your heart, it will burn for it to become a reality, to become more than a fantastic, improbable dream. You'll want it with all your soul. You may not even be consciously aware as yet what this great desire is, but your heart, it knows. It holds the secret knowledge, and it will reveal it when your mind can handle it. When your heart is much more powerful than your mind, you won't unintentionally block the incredible grace of manifestation seeking to pour into your thirsty soul like the sweetest, purest waters of blessing. So this beautiful divine message from the Oracle, it comes to remind us that when making decisions, when navigating our life, that we should lead with our hearts and not the mind. We live in a world that's been built with the mind, and while the human mind has wonderful capacities, in the process, our heart has been forgotten. Logic has come to overrule the heart. But if we learn to breathe and step back into our beautiful heart space, we connect with our own truth, with our own essence. We connect with that beautiful divine love that is surrounding us in the form of the entire universe. When we connect into our beautiful heart space and we lead with our heart space, we connect with the energy of universal, unconditional love. And when we step into that space, we become unconditional love. And energy, it just creates more of what it is. So the more we reside and we dwell in that beautiful frequency of unconditional love, the more we will vibrate with this beautiful love. And when we live in this frequency of unconditional love, it synchronizes with the heartbeat of the universe. We become aligned with the magic and the energy of the entire universe. We become the universe. And because we become the universe lives in our heart. Everything is energy. We hold that energy in our heart. We then attract what we are. We then discover who we are, what we love, what we want, what matters most. And generally it's not money, and it's not, you know, validation and fame and recognition. It's usually something deeper. It's only when we step into that beautiful heart space that we can hear that voice and that whisper. And then when we live and we reside in that beautiful heart space, knowing our truth, knowing what we want to attract and what we want to be, we then start to magnetize that same energy to us, those frequencies to us. Not only do we become a beacon of light, but we become a beacon of magnetism. And we're able to just magnetize anything that aligns with our frequency. It truly is like magic. It really is. You know, we don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. And this oracle, I feel, is just reminding us to step out of our head and step more into our heart space. You know, our mind is wonderful for solving, you know, certain problems, but it's a very restrictive place to make all our decisions from. And when we reside in that mind, we align ourselves with the limiting beliefs and templates and frequency of this 3D world that we live in. All these limiting beliefs that are put on us, that the culture believes. You know, we're a lot more powerful than these limiting beliefs. And it's not until we step into that beautiful space of the heart that the truth of everything is revealed. And, you know, and you really, really do step into your power when you step into that beautiful heart space and you lead with that heart space. It really is a beautiful place to dwell. It's really, you know, you'll believe in magic again. You'll see synchronicities. You'll see, like, you'll just be having a constant communication and connection with the entire universe. You know, that's the people in your life, that's the animals, it's what you attract, nature, everything becomes just beautiful. You know, we live in a world where often people will put their beliefs on us and say, you can't do that and you can't do this. But the truth is, everything is energy. And in the realm of energy, anything is possible. Anything is possible. So, you know, you're only as powerful as you believe you to be. So when we step into that beautiful heart space, we really do see miracles start to happen. Like, I know for myself, like, I've like manifested crazy stuff. Like, when I've aligned with my beautiful heart space, I have like manifested like crazy stuff. It's like, you know, magic on tap almost sometimes. Yes, you know, life, you're supposed to have hard times, so it's not always easy, but you know, you'll have your hard times, you'll have your bad days, but as long as you keep trying to pull yourself up into that beautiful higher vibrational frequency of living in this beautiful heart space and leading with your heart, making decisions with your heart, that is when the true magic and miracles of life become a reality. They become a truth. It really is a beautiful place to dwell. So, with that, I hope there's been something there that resonates with you, inspires you, guides you. Just before we finish up, you may be asking, well, how do I live within my heart space? So it's practice. You know, meditation certainly helps. But, you know, when you make a decision, just take a breath. You know, we are energetic beings, and if we want something with our heart, we'll feel it in that beautiful heart space. We will feel a beautiful pull. We might feel a burning. We might feel a little vibration, a little warmth, a little tingling. We do have energetic centers in our bodies known as the chakras, and they're constantly talking to us. So the more that you choose to meditate and tune into your own chakras, your own frequency, the easier it will be to feel those beautiful physical sensations in your body. So your heart, it actually will speak to you. You know, there'll be just that deep burning knowing desire. You know, it'll be stronger than, you know, the logic, and it'll just, you know, the thought of it will bring you joy. So if you've got two decisions and one is, it sounds logical, it makes sense, you know, it sounds like, you know, the right thing to do, but then on the other hand you have another decision and even though it's completely illogical, it makes your heart feel joyful, makes you feel alive, then that is your heart telling you that that is the decision that you need to make. So it takes courage to lead with your heart, and it's something that, you know, you just practice time and time again. You'll fail many times, you know, you'll be like, okay, I'm going to lead with my heart, but then, you know, often we chicken out and the mind takes over and, you know, we let logic win. But it's about coming back time and time and time again and just really each time trying to lead with the heart. So, you know, deep breath work, breathing through that beautiful heart space, taking time for inner stillness, to connect with that beautiful inner deep knowing within. The more you do this, the easier it will be to come into that beautiful state of being, that beautiful heart felt state of being. So anyway, I hope there's been something here that's resonated with you. Before we finish up, just take a couple of beautiful deep breaths through the heart, just drawing in any little insights, any little inspiration, any little messages that have resonated with you today, just drawing that into your beautiful energetic body, letting it become part of you. Breathing in deeply, drawing in new truths, drawing in new beliefs, exhaling, letting go of anything that no longer serves you, letting go of beliefs that may be limiting. Inhale. Drawing in truths, aligning with your own frequency, aligning to the frequency of the universe that lives within your heart as you. Exhale, letting go all those outdated, limiting beliefs. One more time, inhale. Coming in to your heart space, feeling your heart expand, feeling the truth of your heart, feeling the connection of your heart, feeling the aliveness of the energy that circulates within your heart. This is your center point, your anchor point. This is your truth. Exhaling, letting go. All those toxic beliefs, all those limiting ways of being. Disconnecting with a higher truth, with a higher reality. Connecting with a higher vibrational timeline. A timeline where you live your life guided by your heart, aligned with the truth of your heart. So thank you for joining me. I hope this message has served you in some small way. May you live your life with ease and grace. Namaste.